Libyan authorities have made arrests in connection with the storming of the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, during which the ambassador and three other staff members were killed earlier this week. Regional correspondent Nathan Morley has this report.
The arrests come as waves of anti-American protests against a film mocking Islam continued sweeping the Middle East and Southern Asia. Libyan officials said they were gathering evidence about Tuesday's attack, which killed the U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three of his staff members, but they would give no further details. The new Libyan Prime Minister, Mustafa Abu Shakur, said he does not want the embassy killings to affect his relationship with the United States and the West.
So far they are assuring us they are sticking along with us in this rocky road at the beginning. Because they know that the Libyan people are very determined. They know that the government is very determined that we're going to go forward and hopefully, clearly, we're going to be able to overcome these challenges.
Meanwhile, speaking at a campaign rally, President Barack Obama said he would seek justice for the victims of the embassy attack.
We want to send a message all around the world, anybody who would do us harm, no act of terror will dim the light of the values that we proudly shine on the rest of the world, and no act of violence will shake the resolve of the United States of America.
Other demonstrations against the film took place in Dakar, Baghdad, Tehran, and Cairo, with demonstrators in Iraq chanting "No to Israel" and "No to America" whilst burning the US flag. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.